WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the post-All-Star game. Luke's going to be at the ballpark all weekend. We got the Miami Marlins in town. Dare I call them the Florida Marlins? That would be so, 30 years ago. The Dodgers coming to town. They're still the L.A. Dodgers, not the Brooklyn Dodgers. So Luke will be out there. You can follow him at Baltimore Luke. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour several times in the coming weeks. Coco's on Thursday of this week. I'll have scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery, these instant lottery scratch-offs that have been very, very good luck. Our friends at Window Nation, somewhere around here, my bucket hat. I've worn my bucket hat during many pieces here this week so far. As we get into summer season, you got to protect yourself from the sun. Also, next Thursday, back to Catonsville. We're going to be at the Beaumont in the afternoon. I've already got some Hall of Fame guests lined up for that, so I'm excited about that. And then on August 3rd and 4th, we're going to be back in Dundalk to celebrate 25 years of WNST. We'll start at Acostas on the 3rd. We're going to be at Drug City on the 4th. I've already started to line people up, man. Andy Mueller, my original producer, coming to Drug City. Johnny O, coming to Drug City. John Allen, coming to Costas. So I've got all sorts of people that are like lining up, fitting it all in. I don't know where Bill Cole is going to be. All I know is he had never had a Fadley's crab cake in his life until I showed him the way and the means at Lexington Market. He now joins us after the All. Did you watch the All-Star game? Did you? I mean, you're enough of an Oriole guy that you would be Austin Hayes'd up, right?
Wait, that already happened?
You missed the All-Star game. God, come on.
I've been busy, but I did watch a little bit of whatever they are calling the home run derby now, although it's
Adley Rutschman's dad pitching to him.
Yeah, it's sort of bizarre.
Did your dad ever pitch to you?
Nah,
my dad pitched to me. Yeah. My dad's arm was no good by the time my dad was 50 years older than me, so like wiffle ball was tough for him at 62. But he could shoot jump shots, my dad.
Well, yeah, yes. And I certainly played 1-on-1 with my father plenty. That was
right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Until you were 12 and you started beating him.
I don't know 12 if I did, but correct. It does correlate with when I started beating him that stopped happening. Yes.
All right. Look, man, I talked to Luke about this and I talked to Rosenfeld a little bit about it. Leonard's
Alaska. Hold on. Before I want to go back to the Fadley crab cake thing.
Oh, sure.
So I have been asking, cause you made me feel extremely guilty that I didn't know and hadn't experienced. I'm not the only one. So
it's
the good news,
it's more people to go to the new Lexington Market.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The good news is I've been out there like pushing that crab cake and its original nature to as many people that, you know, it's now a fascinating thing. So I hope it actually translates. That'll be fun.
Look, anybody could come to any of these places and people say you're non-denominational. Everybody comes up now. Their newest thing isn't even asking about Chad Steele anymore. They just want to know my favorite crab cake, especially in the summer. You know, they want to, and they've all seen the video of me opening the crab, the lollipop way with Damey. So I have a little bit of a crab motif about, what I'm doing around here. But it's crab cake season. I'm delighted to get back to Coco's this week because I love Marcella. I've known Marcella forever and ever and ever from the Emerald Tavern, one of my first sponsors back in 92, 93. So it's going to be a great day with her on Thursday. So come on down. Bill, I wanted to bring this up, and I'll take my fun Window Nation hat off here, 866-90-NATION. And by the way, thank you for helping us with our NST roofing and guttering and messing and raining and because Bill Cole does by the way, Royal Farms coffee in my coal roofing mug since 1919. They've been helping chumps like me clean up messes on the roof that they don't understand. All-Star game. And the Rutschman thing, we're talking about Batista being the GOAT in the game Tuesday night. Luke and I got into this a little bit, and it's not Luke's thing on the business side. You and I have talked lease, Angelo's. At some point on Monday, Rob Manfred mentioned Baltimore, this place, Camden Yards, as an all-star game home in the future. Atlanta, Toronto, I don't know, somebody else is in the way. Atlanta's going to get it because they have all city built, right? And the all-star game is now come and gone. And John Angelo said by the all-star break, we'll have something. What I had was a leak from Politico the other day that he's looking for federal money. Federal money. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what that even entails because like the only thing federal I can see here is where all the money is, the depository, right? That sits at the foot of Lee Street where I used to live. And I don't know about the parking lot. There's a freeway that goes. I mean, I don't everything else is sort of privately held. I don't know what they're trying, what John wants to build down there. But, dude, you support this program because of Baltimore Positive and the city and sports and blah, Nasty Nestor, blah, 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 Ravens and all that. And the Ravens have set their lease, and maybe one day Steve will put his big boy pants on and lobby for us to get a draft here. Like, maybe we'll have the draft party once Green Bay gets it, LA. Everybody's going to get it before we get it, right? Indianapolis is all set up because they're set up to do so. There's sunshine places. There's just a lot of places for them to go that aren't Baltimore, right? They'll kiss the ass of the new owner in D.C. and put it on the mall in D.C. long before they're going to bring it here. Our time to get the All-Star game came and went. You know, Mr. Angelos decided to sue the league, all of his business partners, hold it to the point where he's in dementia now and his kid has to pick it up. No lease. There's no lease. So talking about the All-Star game is crazy, but there's no lease. But when all if they had professionals here, if they had grown-ups, all of this would be wrapped together in some bow that in the end would be a lease, the new city that John wants, the new casino that he wants to build into the heavens, because everybody's going to bet on baseball, right? We did that last week, you and me.
Right.
The All-Star game and Baltimore, we get it, we don't get it. Like, they wear these goofy orange and black uniforms they would wear here, whatever pajamas they would put on. I just, the All-Star game 30 years ago, where were you? Because that's really the question for me is, I want to weigh back for anybody that remembers this was a big, big deal.
It was a big deal.
We got the stadium, we got the All-Star.
Yeah.
I mean, Larry Lucchino had his ish together. And I don't know that T.J. Brightman or Johnny. I don't know that Steve Bisciotti and Sashi. I know Sashi Brown doesn't have his ish together because I haven't met him and he hasn't been nice to me. And I'm a fan and I'm a customer and I reach 100,000 people every day. So shame on him. But and T.J. Brightman, that's another story altogether. He ran my competitor for years. And at some point, maybe we'll have a covert lunch. But I would just say the leadership. We talk so much about the mayor and the governor and politicians and business leaders and all the banks and Crown Gasoline and everybody getting together when we were kids and bringing this All-Star game here, that was a big deal. The All-Star game would be a big lift here. You know what I mean? It would be a thing, but I don't know that anybody that down at the baseball stadium has the wherewithal to try to reel that in or make that happen. And we're going to find out.
What is there, like 30 some odd teams?
There's 30.
Track. Like
so 30. They were talking expansion the other day too, which is
right.
even crazy.
So
when they don't have a home for Oakland and Tampa's been there for a generation.
Right.
The old vice president of the Tampa Rays, my dear friend Rick Vaughn, came on the program and said, "I don't know that baseball is going to work in Tampa." And he lives there. He's lived there 25 years. That's sad.
Well, with 30 teams, you kind of almost always have someone creating a new stadium or right. So like, is this really just a product that follows the new stadiums 3 or 4 years after they're built? I mean,
it's designed to do that.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of seems to be like, hey, come check out my new house and let's show it off and we'll bring people in from around the country and you make it easy for them to get there and they get to experience it. And then they want to come back for like when their team travels to that city. So I get all that.
Well, if the whole world's watching the All-Star game, you know, if the top 25% of people who love baseball, who go to games, spend money, wait in line for bobbleheads, wait in line for autographs, fans, or even people like, I don't do any of that, but I'm a fan. I watch the games every night. And I love the history of the game. My last name's Aparicio. But you put it on. The one thing you saw Tuesday and Monday, if you watch any of the abutting stuff, like I watched the MLB Network during the day Tuesday, there's a red carpet. There's a gala. They did it in front of Pike Place with the fish overlooking. They're building this big thing because you could never get up the hill down. Have you ever been to Seattle?
Nope.
I've been to Seattle many, many times. And there's this giant hill. It's a cliff. And there was never any way to get down there. There's a freeway built through it. It looks like they're doing a lot of things from the overhead. And I remember I was at the All-Star game in 2001 with Ichiro, and I put all my pictures up on social media Tuesday night with Tony Gwynn and Bruce Bochy and Sammy Sosa. Like, oh, Ken Rosenthal was my co-host, right? So Seattle got shown off, like in a big way. In whatever way that is, that I looked at it, the weather looked, and they all just were bragging how beautiful it was, and it was beautiful. Because it can be really crappy in Seattle. It can be raining. I've been there.
Sure.
You saw Frazier. You know, you can see what it would be. But it was beautiful, and I mean this in the best way. I looked at it, and I'm like, I want to go back to Seattle. I'm looking for a con, you know, like I need a reason to, now that Chad Steele's throwing me out, I can't wait for a Seahawks game every 8 years. But I like Seattle, and when you see it, you're like, I want to go there. And
That's the
that's
mission,
supposed to
right?
be the benefit of having,
Yes,
right?
that is 100% the mission. I think what so the preceding decisions to that, so before you build that monstrosity that, you know, is the Seattle ballpark. I don't even know what it's called, but
Safeco Field is what it, I don't know.
yes, okay. Has a retractable roof. I mean, it's pretty you know, pretty amazing feat of engineering. But anyway, before you commit to that, the city has to reconcile what I think the question that everyone is having is, you know, in the 80s and 90s, everyone decided that this was city invigorating,
It was
right? Like,
important.
well, yeah, like spend all this tax dollars, bring these teams in, make this part of the experience
Well,
of our
losing the
city.
Colts was the reality, the cleat of reality, right? Like losing the Colts was, oh, we can't keep the Orioles if in this dump. Like, so
In
we
the
have to do something.
absence, right? Well, in the absence of a decision. So, you know, I 83. I wasn't my. I did not have an adult brain at that
I
point. I
did.
was
I worked at the
far from it.
newspaper. That,
So,
which is what
like,
makes me such a prick on the radio for all these people, which is
right.
why they've thrown me out, because like I really do know where I don't make this up. I've really been at this in the important way for 25 years on the radio, 32 years on, doing this. And I was at the News America in the night that the Mayflower Vans took the team.
My assumption is that there was a lack of direction and a lack of commitment and a you know, the inability to have productive discussions
Well, they trusted Bob Irsay.
and then Ursa, well, but he
They
went
didn't
and
really have a
founded that
plan
thing.
for him. They didn't really.
Okay.
He had a
So
brand new
he went,
stadium in Indianapolis, and they didn't.
right. He went and found another solution and that's, you know, history. So in our city, I don't know that we have a committed, verbalized, like direction or an opinion about these teams. We certainly seem committed and we're spending money to update the Ravens Stadium and, you know, but you
What's the
have
plan?
to,
What's the
well, you have
plan?
to just, I mean, that's the biggest investment that you make. If it isn't producing the economic prosperity to the city in proportion to the amount of money you spend, you know, what are your other options? What are the, you know, like we have a really old convention center. Like, rather than fix the baseball stadium, would you rather have a state-of-the-art, three times the size convention center and dump
Do
all
you
your
think
money into
conventions are going to be
tourism
a
in that
thing?
way?
You're in a business. By the way, Bill Cole Roofing here on Gordy
Yes,
Knows.
I do.
You
I
do?
do.
You
I
think
do.
conventions are still a thing?
Yeah, because I think that people don't do the one-off trips now, right? Because I can Zoom with you. But like, you can't take away the fact that
I can't drink with you here. I can't.
right,
Right.
everyone agrees that personal's better, right? But not, it's not so bad now. Like where we're on the phone, we can actually see. So yeah, you'll interconnect this way, and then the one time a year, hey, we'll all go to this town. I have my dinners. I can shake hands. Like, you know. So
Well, look,
I
if
think
I'm the
that still
mayor of the
exists.
city, and I'm not, and I put a little effort into maybe one day being the mayor of the city, I won't be the mayor of the city though, ever. But if I were the mayor of the city and I'm sitting and you're my consigliere and we're sitting there, I'd say, okay, tell me why a convention center is really important. Bring that into me. Bring that in. Tell me the future, not the past, not what we
Right.
built in 1988. Tell me what the next 10 years and how somebody's going to have a convention here when San Diego, Nashville have all of these things that we're not going to have. We're just not.
Have you,
Now, what do we have? What can we have? We can have a baseball team that's good. We can have a stadium that's good. We can have a Ripley's, believe it or not. We can have a science center. We can have Amici's. We can have, I don't know what the harbor is going to be. We can have a roller coaster that goes across the harbor. We can have a glass bridge that signifies peace and black and white and rainbows, and like we could, there's a million things you can do. But then I would say to you as the mayor, how important is an All-Star game weekend? How important is the baseball team? How many rooms are we filling up? Like, what's the real plan? What's the real strategic vision? Not what can we do to put a Band-Aid on it today. And I don't know. And this is part of my bitching with John Angelos. And at some point, Wes Moore and I will sit together. People are running from me, literally, in regard to the stadiums. I'm the only reporter making calls. Maybe Pam Wood's calling some people. I don't know. But I'm the only reporter who's calling real people and saying, what? We don't have a lease. Like, how can that not be the lead story in every sports section? Because if Jack Gibbons were running the place or Marty, my bosses, they'd be like, the team's nice and Rutschman's nice. Get your ass out to Seattle and pull the commissioner up and ask him where the lease is. That's the question. These are the questions that should be asked because it's really about the city, to your point. To your point, when you go back to the mayor's like, should we fix the convention center? Should we fix the hole where the mechanic was? Should we fix the 30 people that were shot last week in the south part of my city? Or should we get an all-star game so we can have blimp shots over top of urban blight?
Are
And
you
if we don't have the harbor fixed, where are we having the gala?
right?
You know what I mean?
Have you well, the other Bill Cole told you a story not too long ago, although it didn't come to fruition, but it had to do with, the World Cup and all that other good stuff and
And the racetrack, by the
the
way, the
racetrack
racetrack's
and
supposed to be.
all these things, coming together all at the same time in this
I had a
year of
political leader say to me, I had a
infamy.
political leader say to me, Bill, one that you know and I know, and I'll leave his name out of it because he would appreciate that. When I was thinking about running for mayor of Baltimore, I remember you and I had lots of conversations. I was thinking, what if I'm the mayor and the Preakness leaves? What does that mean? You know what I mean? I know they said we own the Preakness, like all that. And I'm thinking to myself, what would it mean? The Preakness is the most devalued thing we have in the community. It's the thing over the last 40, other than the Orioles have been run into the ground by the owner, right? But things we've run into the ground, whether it's the Inner Harbor sort of getting passé, the convention center not being up to date, potholes, whatever it is, the Orioles are this private concern that have done nothing but just print money like a stripper in Vegas. They've just done nothing but make money. And they can't do anything but make money. So we're talking about the Orioles and the Ravens in a way that they're the other than Hopkins, they're the biggest thing that we have. We can't lose them. We have to keep them. And now I don't even know what the hostage situation is with John Angelos. I don't
Right.
even know what he's asking for or what his vision is. And he has no communication skills or people or PR people to even come to detractors like me, pricks like me, and sell it. Come and sit next to me and tell me your big plan and why I should be on the microphone telling my business associates, my audience, my community why it's a good idea. Because we might get an all-star game down. Great. We might get it might help fix the harbor. Great. Come on and have a frank conversation, an honest, transparent conversation about why our city's going to give you $1 billion to
It
make
is a
five
little
billion more.
peculiar. Yeah, it is a little peculiar to your point that like there is no plan or communicated plan or like you said, I'd like to release the hostages. I'm literally willing to do whatever you ask, but you're not asking for anything yet. So, but I and you're comparing it to CFG Arena and the experience that you went through there, right? Think
Well,
about
that got
that,
done. That got
right?
done.
Well, and they were very communicative and they told you what it was going to be and this was why it was going to be great. And now they're working really hard to execute on that plan. And I mean, most of the people I talk to have had wonderful experiences and it seems to be headed in the right direction.
I haven't even ordered
So
the French fries yet. I'm looking forward to that up on the second floor in the corner.
have you had a chance to sit with Mark Thomas, the new CEO of the GBC?
I have not. I
Okay.
did throw him
So
a note on LinkedIn.
all right, so I'll make sure to poke him and say, hey, respond to Nestor because he's a big thinker, man, and he has the chops. Like if like he's built this career and experienced a lot of different stuff, and he has come to Baltimore to try his hand at this in a much more significant way. He's coming out of Pittsburgh, so he's, there's
I
some
haven't been to
similar
Pittsburgh. Like
races.
I was in Pittsburgh for the game, back in the, but I haven't been to Pittsburgh where I've stayed for 3 or 4 days since like 2017. I went up for hockey. I stayed
Yeah.
up there. Tomlin and I went out and I went to a couple hockey games. And well, my wife and I, sort of famously went to game six up there with the Tomlin that sat on the glass. But I saw this. I walked around the city and stuff like that. That's one benefit. That's one thing that Chad Steele's taken away from me in regard to being in Cincinnati, Cleveland, these places that I go. And I spend a day or two and I see them. I don't just go from the airport to the Grand Hyatt and find my, you know, like the CBS announcers do and find myself there with an earpiece in the stadium. And then I'm right to the airport. I mean, I like seeing places. Sure. And our city, some days it shows better than others, right? I mean, I had a dear friend of mine in town on Tuesday, one of my Dundalk friends. I took him and his daughter and wife, Fells Point, Amici's. We got some Ekebim. We walked around. It's a beautiful day. It was fine. Showed them stuff they had never seen in regard to the Four Seasons and the whole promenade area and everything that's being built up there. My wife's like, hey, we're the new Whole Foods. There's two towers going up where the Sandlot was. And I was like, I mean, there's stuff happening here. I mean, all you got to do.
So
I drove down 83, and I want to make a joke here because when you go down 83, everybody's 80 miles an hour until they get to TV Hill. They stop, and then they get past the I'm going to bring this up with the mayor. They make it through the cameras. I was on 83 in front of the Baltimore Sun, on where the prison is and like all of that. And I looked at the Baltimore Sun in this giant abandoned building, and I was going in to have lunch with my friend. And I thought, my God, they've abandoned the other building now. The one is, I mean, there's two buildings. The Baltimore Sun is abandoned, but that whole area where the Sun was there was the Sun and a cruise ship. That was the only thing that was down there for 20 years, right? Like when you go by there, if you're a friend of mine who lives in Chicago, hadn't been here in a while, you're like, holy hell, they built like a city here. It looks like they've built a Buckhead. You know, if you're in Atlanta, you see this whole sphere that just pops up outside of downtown. It's like another city. And that's something, you know, we make progress.
Our city shows really well. Like we had some roofer friends out of Indiana come in, and obviously we want to show them a good time. So, I mean, they left blown away at how cool our town is. No one argues about our bones. We've had this conversation a million times, right? Like transportation, the harbor. I mean, we have all the bones. And what Mark argued with me about is like, okay, I see it similarly. Like, we have a lot of problems. Everybody has a lot of problems, but I still see tower cranes. Like, we're making progress just in spite of ourselves. And he's like, yeah, we're flat. Like we're flat. Like economically as a city, we basically just tread water. And he's like, we need to grow. We want economic growth here. And he has a wonderful presentation, and he has really thought out sort of like the plan of future, you know.
All right, have Matt to the Beaumont next Thursday for a crack.
Really
let's
did.
Go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk about the future.
But my reason.
I talked plenty of football and baseball.
I got it.
And if we're going to talk about the All-Star game coming back here, what are we going to find? What's the All-Star game going to find in this city?
My reason for bringing that up is that a guy like him, he almost has to chase the big projects, right? Like he doesn't have the capacity to deal with like little one-off stuff. So he's chasing these big game-changing deals. Well, what you're talking about is what cities perceive as a big game-changing type of deal. You know, you're going to change the stadium, knock it down, build a new one, build one next to it, put a roof on it, you know, increase the warehouse, seven-story, you know, whatever crazy ideas they come up with. You have to commit that professional sports in your town is an economic improver. Then you will invest. And then through that investment comes that commitment to, well, if we believe this, then we need to get the All-Star game because that's what shows people, that's what shows it off, gets tourism going, gets people coming in, you know, so it's sort of like that big cycle. Like you said, I'm the mayor. Bring me all the ideas of how we can invest and make things better. Let's evaluate them all. You know, there's not an endless amount of money to put to work, although it seems like there might be. I don't know.
Well, this is where the federal money, where John's like, well, they're going to spend money here anyway. Maybe I can annex the Inner Harbor. You know what I mean? Maybe they can build something. I don't. But where's the idea? I mean, I haven't seen John Angelos with one bright idea. Like, literally. I mean, I've been watching this for 30 years, and if he's the guy who's the leader, I need to see more than I've seen. I'm not sold.
Who has it?
I'm
Was
just
it?
not.
Is
I'm
it?
not
Is it
sold.
San Francisco that you can hit balls into the water?
Into the water, yeah.
But it isn't that like not allowed? Like, isn't that
What do you
like
mean?
if you and I went down and we just started throwing baseballs into the harbor, don't you think someone would come and say, "Hey, you're not allowed to do that." Like you can't just dump your crap in the water because you're the local baseball team. Like that's a great idea. I love it. It's wonderfully fascinating, and there's guys in
Come with
boats
a
out
thing
there.
where they take it out. I mean, people come with the
Do
yeah,
they?
and
Okay.
the balls don't go away. Well, they've unjuiced the balls. I don't know if you know that. So that,
Okay. All
since
right.
Barry
So
Bonds, they've unjuiced the
nobody gets to the
players.
water anymore?
Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. I never know where these conversations are going, which always makes it interesting. It was kind of like miking up baseball players during the All-Star game the other night. I would just say this from a sports perspective. I'm getting thrown out, and my 25th anniversary is coming up. So I think I'm being wistful about all of this and writing about all this. Is I'm sort of getting thrown out at an interesting time where my focus is on more important things anyway at this point in moving the thing forward. But I am sort of shocked at how this has gone for sports here over 25 years of me pimping for it, right? Being out in the front saying it's so important, it's so important. Give these billionaires anything they want. Give them the state, give them all of that. And then I see the inside of this, and I see an All-Star game happen in Seattle the other night, and I really just scratch my head, and they're talking about Baltimore, and I just it's amazing the rhetoric. Like, we're going to get the All-Star game and we don't even have a lease. Like, I just
Right.
try to bring that down to the people in some way they can understand it or maybe digest it, aside from flying the flag for Austin Hayes and Adley Rutschman, poor Felix Batiste, and the great story of Yennier Cano and the Marlins kids coming in here. I love baseball, and there's a time and place for all that. But then there's the meaning behind all of this is what are we doing as a community and what it was supposed to be. And I saw that shining part of the All-Star game the other night in Seattle when the overheads are there and they're showing the city off and the jerseys are even like about the team and the city and the history and they had an All-Star game 22 years ago. And I thought, I bet you don't realize this, Bill, but it's 30 years ago, literally today and tomorrow, that the All-Star game was here. It was 30
I
years ago today as we sit
don't
here
want to know
that
that.
the
I
home
don't
run
want to
derby
think about
happened,
it
the Juan
that
Gonzalez, Ken Griffey
I don't
bat
want to think
backward.
about
It was 30 years ago today that that happened. And
just makes me feel old. That's fine. I think, look, that is strictly a really big commercial, right? That's a really big commercial. You throw that thing out there to try and improve other things around your town. More interesting to me is, Nashville is Music City, right? Made a committed effort to get everyone on the same page about being this music town. The airport, there's a guy playing when you get off the airplane. You go everywhere you go, there's a guy playing a live guy, woman, guy, whatever. So it's that committed effort, and everyone experiences it, and they all leave with the same impression. Like they remember the music. I don't know what Baltimore's mission is, but it can't be baseball, right? Because and or football, right? Like they have shortened seasons. Like if you want to be a foodie town, which we are, kind of like one of those under the radar foodie towns, that is sustainable. That's 365. That's every weekend. That's every entrepreneur, every guy who wanted to try to, make a restaurant, go do it in Baltimore because, like it's a foodie town. And if you're good, they'll support you and they love you and they're loyal and blah, blah, blah. Like that's a mission worth taking. I don't know what other things are on the list. Like we have a lot of history. We have, we're going to be on the
Well, we had the
cybersecurity
Civil War
front
Trail and
line,
the
whatever.
Battle, I
Yeah,
mean,
I mean,
the Shot Tower and the Star Spangled Banner and
yeah.
Fort McHenry. Like, we're near DC. We're right off of 95 for the buses that go from back and forth to have a lunch at the Inner Harbor. I experienced this. I watched the buses come in every day and fill up Phillips and fill up, like, Hooters, filling up all those places when those places were vibrant and there was something there. And The next vision is the most important thing I can talk about on AM 1570 or Baltimore Positive, much more so than the next Ravens parade that'll come or go that will enrich Chad Steele and Sashi Brown and John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta and maybe even Jacoby Jones and Joe Flacco. But what does it leave behind the next time they go 5-12? You know, and that's really where the Orioles are.
Right. I'm okay with it being part of the ecosystem, right? It's additive when it's when they're all on the same page and they're all working towards, you know, the same kind of goals and greed isn't like just, you
well,
know,
Peter's owned the team for 30 years. So it's just been an act of avarice that's been on and just on such display. I mean, to anybody who's had their eyes open, even the people who love the Orioles understand they suck. Right.
It,
I mean,
it can be additive. I just don't think it can be the thing. Like, you're never going to be Sports Town USA. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't put all your eggs in that.
Well, all you got to do is look at an Oriole game and see that 98%
right.
of the crowd's white,
I mean,
and old and say that doesn't even look like the city.
I want it to work. I want it to be additive. I want it to help the surrounding neighborhoods and the communities and its jobs and its civic pride and it's all these good things. And it attracts investment and it can be really good, but it needs to be additive. And it can't over consume the available dollars.
Crime, schools,
right. It needs
education,
to be proportionately
transportation, public health, all of that.
Right. It needs to be proportionate.
Well, we're proportionate here in what we're doing here, just the right amounts. Bill Cole is Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. He joins us to have intelligent, we call them wise conversations here all summer long. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is going to be at Coco's this week, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these lucky scratch-offs. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Leonard Raskin, I got my crab claw around here. I'm going to put that in activity on August the 3rd, our 25th anniversary at Costas, and then on August 4th, The Hangover at Drug City. Going to a liquor store for a hangover. At least they have milkshakes and delicious food at the fountain. And we'll have a good time. It's going to be a great, great celebration. I am imploring folks, and including you, Bill Cole, who was one time an intern here at WNST on the Bob Haney Show on Sunday mornings in 1998, 1999. I'm asking people if you have old pictures, old hats, if you sat on my face on a seat cushion, if you got a Get Nasty shirt from the Preakness, if you have a picture of me with, I don't know, Tim Goad at the barn or Ed Sutter, please feel free to send these along. I'm going to try to reward folks by giving away everything I have on the 3rd and 4th at Costas and Drug City. I have shirts. I have all sorts of stuff. I'm just books. I'm going to bring them. Please come by. Grab a sandwich. Grab a bowl
that?
Of soup, eat some peach cake. I can't see it yet. What, tell me, talk to me.
Why
what is
that?
It? You have to hold it down to your body because you have a green screen. It's like Bob Turk. Go ahead, talk to me.
Can you see the Whiskey Joes and the purple
look
signs?
Look at that. At the end, you got Festivus Maximus signs. Look at you. I have a few of those. I'm going to bring
on cue, buddy. On cue.
Oh, this is, I just want to say this because I'm probably going to make an ad about this in the next 2 weeks and in social media. I have all of the signs. So,
oh,
like,
wow.
Somebody
yeah.
last week when we beat the Yankees 14-1, like, they're like, I remember your Spank the Yank signs. I'm like, yeah, I had 50 of them. You want one? So I've kept a bunch of signs. I have the Wacko for Flaccos. I have defense for Captain Defense if you need some fresh signs. I have Clobber Cleveland's. I have a couple of Dump Trumpies.
Will they even let those in the stadium these days if we did another rerun?
Peter sent the police to take our signs away at Clobber Cleveland and Spank the Yank. So I never did an Orioles sign after 1996, 97 because Hennessy was down on the walk and the cops were there. And I mean, that's Peter, you know,
yeah.
Like, so Peter sent the cops in 1996 to have all of us thrown out. So
yep.
Anything that said Clobber Cleveland, they were taking him at the door. Yeah. I have some Bruce Springsteen's one that really pissed off Frank Remish. I think it's the reason Frank hates me. I had Bruce, it said Hungry Heart on one side. It said Bruce, Baltimore loves Bruce on the other side. And they looked like our defense signs. Not one of them got into the facility that night at the First Mariner Arena. They all got taken at the door and thrown in a trash can. But I have like 500 of those. I have a brick of those. I gave them out at the Bruce show when they opened the arena. Bill Yerman had them. You know who loved it? Carl Science ran into me with his brother at what used to be the old KFC and Geno's, right on Baltimore. They parked the car in the front door of the CFG Bank Arena. And I had the signs, and Science and Kirk gave me $500 to sponsor it. So this, he said, I've been looking for these for 15 years. I'm like, oh man, it wrecked my relationship at the arena because we gave these stupid signs out. And like, but the signs are iconic to what we do. You talk about top 25 moments. I mean, come on.
I agree.
I have some Zeus signs. I have some Not a Chance signs. I'm trying to think of all.
We'll have to figure out something we can do with that. We can make some kind of video out of them. You know, like kind of turns real, you know, like real fast.
What I would like to do is if somebody still has it in their man cave in their basement, send me a picture of what you have next to your Chuck Thompson bobblehead or God bless, you know, whatever you have, right? Whatever your thing is. But we gave, I don't say we gave a million signs out, but we gave a 500,000 signs out. You know what I mean? We gave 30,000 signs out just in New Orleans. So Bill Cole is here. If you have memories and it sparks something in your 25 years of listening to WNSD, I'd love to have it. Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. Appreciate you, Bill. You want to do your roofing speech about
how we're good.
Radio station guys don't have the right spouting and you have to
It's summertime. We're trying to do as much roofing as we can, although it feels like we live in Florida. Like it gets hot and then it rains every day around 1 or 2 o'clock. So we need to get out of that weather pattern. But
I swear to God, you're an ambulance chaser like the guys when it snows who bring the plows. You just wait for it to rain. When it rains, you know bad stuff's going to happen to me.
Yeah, but I don't need the rain. Right now I need the sun so I can get everything fixed that we already know has a problem. Yeah, so.
You sound like the guy that cuts my lawn.
I don't know.
Can't cut my lawn on days it rains, right?
I mean, everything's good. Yeah. I suggest, you know, if you want to extend the life of your roof, call us. Let us take a look. We can fix stuff now before it becomes too big of a problem.
I feel bad you didn't take a lottery ticket down to Fadley's. You left and the ticket was still sitting there. And I'm like, you didn't even get to play first chance, let alone second chance. Bill Cole is here. That was a wise conversation with one of our friends and sponsors. It's summertime around here. We're getting ready for all sorts of things. The Orioles are home. Luke's getting ready for a training camp. I'm getting ready for our 25th anniversary. I'm getting ready for Crab Cake Tours. Coco's this week, Beaumont next week, Costas, and then Drug City. And then throughout August, we're going to be at Pappas and Glen Burnie with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. We're going back up the Harford County very, very soon as well, and around the Beltway with 25 oysters as we celebrate 25 years. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.